Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
3AT, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, broadcasting again this year from CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. Now, I have been here for a long time, not today, but for many, many years. And I got to tell you, the attendance this year is absolutely just off the charts. It's crazy what's going on here. And Cassie Smedley, I want to make sure did I get it right?
You did.
I did. Excellent. Cassie Smedley is joining us. Give everybody your actual official full title, will you?
Yeah. So I'm the Deputy Communications Director for the Republican National Committee.
How many business cards does that take? Just one?
Just one, but it barely fits.
Okay. All right. So tell me what's going on at the RNC. Good time for you guys right about now?
It's a great time for us. And really because, yes, we love all the promises made and kept of the president. And
yeah,
as a result of that, we've seen a historic influx of investment coming into our party. And not just traditional high-dollar donors. We've had more than 1 million new small-dollar donors come in since the impeachment charade began last September.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So what we're seeing are people who, for the first time in their lives, are called to get involved in this and make sure that we're not just reelecting President Trump,
right,
but that we're electing Republicans up and down the ballot so that no Congress can ever do this again.
Ugh.
It's so important, and we need more good people in Congress who will actually be pragmatists and work with the president, not just pay lip service to it, so that we can get more of these promises made and kept. So
yeah,
it's a good time at the RNC. All of that investment is going right back into the states to make sure our state parties are strong. We've
nice.
Activated and trained more than 500,000 volunteers who then are getting their friends and their families and
right.
their neighbors and their babysitters all involved. But there's no shortage of enthusiasm to do that. It's not hard to find people who want to get involved.
I'm so happy to hear that because I've been a Republican for a fair amount of time, but I grew up in Philadelphia, all right? And I didn't meet a Republican until I was 18 years old, and I was probably close to 30 before I realized, oh, I think I am one of those, you know? But there are a lot of folks who are like me. We were told our entire lives, no, the Republicans, it's a golf club thing. They're rich. It's country club. And the reality is that it's plumbers and electricians and people who go out and work every day and say, hey, I earned this. Can I keep part of it anyway, you know?
Right. Well, Ted Cruz was just on stage with our chairwoman. They were recording an episode of his podcast, The
right.
Verdict, a little plug for him.
Yeah.
Not that he needs it, number one podcast. But he was saying, you know, in our lifetimes, everything we were taught was wrong.
Yeah.
The parties have reversed.
They have.
The Democrats are the party of the rich and the connected, and the Republicans are the party of the working class.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that because you've got President Trump who's saying, give me a chance. What do you
yeah.
have to lose?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you mentioned Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, and in Michigan, and in Florida. We just announced this yesterday. We've rolled out 16. They're called community centers, and they're in these urban centers right amongst folks who probably have never met a Republican
right.
in their lives, let
right.
alone gone in and talked to them to figure out if, hey, I think I'm one of those. And the reason being is because we're seeing through President Trump's policies with opportunity zones, which came out of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, criminal justice reform, STEM and technical training, all of these things that are happening in communities that have been left behind.
Right.
And people are saying, well, my whole life, I've only known Democrat mayors, governors, members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life, they've told me government will be there for me.
Yeah.
And now someone's coming in saying, here are the tools
yeah.
for you to be there for you, for
exactly.
you to carve out your American dream. That sounds pretty good. There's a lot of pride in that.
Yeah.
And whereas 2016 was the election of the flyover states, where I'm from, Missouri.
Okay.
And so it was, you know, the places that Hillary Clinton didn't think were important to go to.
Yeah.
I think 2020 is going to be the election of the urban communities, the communities that have been taken for granted by Democrats for generations. And now you've got all of these voters who are saying, you know what? I actually don't think I've been well served by you.
Right.
These are the folks, the president and the Republicans, who are showing up in my community, making genuine engagements. And that infrastructure that I was just talking about, it's happening in these neighborhoods. And it's not somebody from D.C. who was trained and dropped in. It's your neighbor who's been trained.
Right.
And if you and I are talking as neighbors, we trust each other.
Absolutely.
It makes a lot more sense coming from each other. We come from the same place. So that's, I think, why we're seeing, also just one final thought on this, at these rallies, on average, a quarter of the attendees registered Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Many times another quarter not affiliated.
Right.
People have never been involved in their lives. And it's a direct result and response to the results that we've seen over these last 3.5 years.
No question about that. Now, Cassie Smedley, I'm not even going to try and give your official title. You're with the RNC.
Yes,
a big Mahaf, as we used to say in the neighborhood. Very important person. But, you know, you're absolutely right. Here's a president who I think has, frankly, pulled the curtain back. And a lot of things have been exposed. And all of the nonsense about how government will be there and we will spoon feed you things. And all we're asking for is your vote. And then we're going to tell you how evil and nasty the Republicans are. And now they folks can look and say, well, okay, I get it. You hate this Trump guy. But, you know, I have a job and my 401k is worth more. And I don't know, he seems pretty down to earth and plain spoken. And he's been talking about fake news. And for those of us that have worked in the media for a long time, there was an audible gasp and cheer when he exposed fake news. I see it every single day in the newsroom where people are looking for that anti-Trump sort of story. And it's nasty. People are tired of it.
Well, and as our chairwoman rightly points out, so we have a group here with us at CPAC. They're called our Rising Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're folks who come from places that aren't typical Republican strongholds,
yeah,
but nonetheless have gotten really involved. They love our president. And they're awesome people. They're most of them between like 19 and 25, but all under the age of 30.
Okay.
And they're, for the first time in their lives, and with thousands of like-minded individuals. So they're in heaven, and we love seeing it for them. And they're also going to take that back and really evangelize to their friends and start spreading a message that they don't often see in their communities, which is great. But one thing that our chairwoman was talking to them about just a few minutes ago when they were all meeting is she said, you know, where do you get your news? Who owns that paper?
Mm-hmm.
Who owns that app?
Yeah.
News is a business.
That's right.
And it doesn't get you advertising dollars or clicks if you say, well, today everyone got along.
That's right.
Today a good piece of legislation was passed.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
That's right.
That's why whether it's Russia or Mueller or impeachment or Kavanaugh or now even coronavirus.
Right.
They are trying to make this about Trump because President Trump gets eyes and ears and clicks.
Yeah.
And so you have to be good stewards of where you're getting your information.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I'm glad that at least people are now more so than ever taking a second look to double check and to say, well, we're going to go to a direct source. Is that the president's Twitter account or our GOP Twitter or who are good reporters or good radio hosts?
Well, thank you.
Who will work to try and get us there together to the best possible answer and the most factually correct answer.
Well, you tell me, Cassie, what's going on in the White House today? Because last week I heard from all of the folks in the media, but gosh, this Trump guy, and I've heard it for 3.5 years. Oh, he's an idiot. And then I found out yesterday, and I didn't realize this, he was in the basement and he concocted the coronavirus. So I'm thinking it's either one or the other. Either he's really the dumbest guy you've ever seen or he's brilliant. And there is for most people now an understanding that there's a disconnect here, that everything about this president is negative. And real people say, you know what? Even if I didn't vote for him, I don't like him, I don't buy that 100% of what he's done is bad.
Well, I was just in an Uber car the other day, and a gentleman who's getting his citizenship test, and he was practicing for it. We were having a great conversation where he'd come from and why he wanted to come here, and merit-based immigration and all
that stuff.
All good things. And he said, you know what I think is so interesting is that in this country, you find a way to make everything about Trump. It can't always be about him. That guy is everywhere.
Yeah.
He's involved in everything. He said, I'm just shocked. It can't always be about him.
That's right.
And so even someone who's only been here for a few years at this point has seen that there, again, is a business bottom line pushing this.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think voters are smarter and wiser, and that's why even though the Democrats might refuse to believe it, a lot of these folks who they've taken for granted for years and really generations are saying, we want to be a part of that great American comeback. Why is our city left behind? Why is my neighborhood left behind?
Yeah.
There's an opportunity here, and we're going to be a part of joining that. And we are right there with open arms saying, come on in.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you. The tent is big, the water is warm, and the results are helping everyone. And we're glad to have you be a part of that as well.
Oh. Well, I love that. Listen, I know that you've got your brand new press secretary, right? Is that what you just told me?
Yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit. Come on, grab a microphone.
Come on in, Mandy. So this is actually, we love this. So Mandy Merritt is our new National Press Secretary.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I got to brag on her a little. So Blair, our great press secretary, went to the convention in Charlotte. So all in the family, which is great. But Mandy was the press secretary for the Ohio GOP.
Excellent.
Our operation there. And then was our regional communications director for several states, big battleground states, Ohio, Wisconsin. Did you have Michigan?
Didn't have Michigan. Ohio, Wisconsin, New Hampshire.
Oh.
Maine, we're working on all of those.
Nice.
Yeah. So what we love on the national team, which I get to be a part of too, is to have this breadth of knowledge that says this is what it looks like in the country.
Yeah.
It's not just people who've been sitting in D.C. for a long time who say, I'm going to opine based on these consultants that we should do it this way. Mandy comes in and says, I know the exact person we should get on the line for this.
Right.
We'd be a good voice in this story to try and get those real news out there and those real tidbits. And so we have a lot of fun bantering back and forth all day to figure out how
excellent.
Best to do that.
Excellent. Well, listen, congratulations.
Thanks
to both of you. And please keep us in the loop, because if there's anything we can do to help get that that message out, believe me, we'd love to do it.
Well, thank you for all you do. It just means a lot to have good voices out there. Thank you.
Well, I love that. It is Mandy Merritt and Cassie Smedley.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and if you want to get involved.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
TrumpVictory.com.
Yeah. TrumpVictory.com. I love it. Excellent. Jeff Katz broadcasting from CPAC, News Radio WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.